Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
The bull market on Wall Street is now 7 years old. How much longer can the bull keep going?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Remember March 2009? We were still feeling a lot of pain from the financial meltdown, the housing crisis, the Great Recession. Lots of painful memories for many investors. But since then, Wall Street has enjoyed a nice bull run. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Joining us is Tracy McMillian. She is the head of global asset allocation at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. She joins us to talk about how much longer can the bull keep running. So, Tracy, what's the answer to that? Can the bull market keep going for the rest of this year?
Well, John, we believe it can keep going for the rest of this year, perhaps a few more quarters, perhaps a few more years. We do see some potential for modest growth in the markets for the remainder of the year. But, you know, really no one can predict what might set off the next downturn. So investors need to be prepared for the end of this bull market.
We certainly have had a lot of volatility this year in the U.S. stock market, but we also have a lot of concerns about China and Japan and Europe. If I'm an everyday investor, how do I view all that noise going on overseas?
Well, there certainly is a lot of uncertainty in the market here in the U.S. as well as overseas, as you point out, John. And we say that investors should really focus on looking at different types of assets in their portfolios in order to address some of that uncertainty that's going on, not only here, but in China and in the Eurozone, in Japan, and certainly in the emerging economies such as Brazil as well.
You often hear, oh, diversify. Diversify, diversify, have some international funds in your 401k or in your stock portfolio or bond portfolio. But isn't it really hard to diversify and include overseas assets when you have so much uncertainty in a place like China or Japan?
Sure. It is hard for investors to make that leap into international markets when they see so much uncertainty there. But, you know, one of the benefits of having international investments in one's portfolio is that they don't always go up in the same amount as U.S. markets, and they don't always go down at the same time. So that's your diversification benefit of holding those global assets. Sometimes they go up more than the U.S. markets, and sometimes they don't go down when the U.S. markets are. And so, you know, investors really need to think about the valuations of various markets, and oftentimes markets themselves will overcorrect. So we may be seeing some overcorrection here in some of the emerging markets.
You mentioned the bull could keep running for a while now, a few more months, maybe even a few more years. But what signs should we look for to spot that the bull is actually coming to an end?
That's a very good question for investors to be thinking about, is what signs do we need to be looking for here? And we think that in particular in U.S. markets, what we need to be looking for is a sign that there could be a recession on the horizon. And a lot of people are talking about the potential of a recession on the horizon in the U.S. right now, but we don't see that is necessarily what the data is telling us. And so we expect continued growth here in the U.S., but things that we are looking at are things like leading economic indicators, not only here, but abroad as well. We also look at other forward-looking data like PMI data or manufacturing data and services data. Is the manufacturing sector expanding or contracting? Is the services sector expanding or contracting? And that gives us a little bit of information about the future direction of the domestic economy and the global economy as well.
And if the bull market is going to continue, what is going to lead? What sectors, what areas should we watch
for? Right. Mm-hmm. So we think we're entering the latter stages of this bull market. And typically in the latter stages, what we see is more cyclical areas of the market leading. So those would be areas like industrials and technology and consumer discretionary. So those are the sectors that we think will lead for the foreseeable future.
She's Tracy McMillian, head of Global Asset Allocation at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. And I must tell you, Tracy McMillian, you must love working in the investment world, having million in your last name there. I bet you have a nickname or two there in the office.
Yeah, so they want me to change it to McBillion, but we're not quite there yet.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, let us know when that happens, Tracy.
All right, very good.
And if you like this podcast, try some of our others, like Off Duty, which is all about food and drink from the lifestyle editors of the Wall Street Journal, now on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's Your Money Matters. I'm John Werdock from the Wall Street Journal.